KMC Sports Zone continues on a Wednesday night, getting ready for Iowa Hawkeye men's basketball later on tonight, 9 o'clock pregame for the Hawkeye Radio Network, 10 o'clock tip time. Hawks are in Seattle. That's why the late start, of course, taking on the Huskies of Washington. We continue our KMC Sports Zone. Nate McMullen is the head coach of the Cascade Cougar boys basketball program. The Cougars are 12-6 overall, 7-5 in the conference, sitting at fourth on the north side of the River Valley. And, Coach, we go back a few games since we last talked, as last show was the 21st. So right after that, Mother Nature threw that cold spell in on us, and your game that was supposed to be on the 23rd backed up to the 24th. And that's where you went down to Maquoketa on that Saturday afternoon to take on the Cardinals, and the home team prevailed by two that day. Just an out-of-routine Saturday-type game, and just can never really get it going consistently, and the Cardinals able to get the win on that Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, first off, it's good talking to you again, Swish, and it's been a while. But, just in general, you know, that game is just different, out of the routine. You know, we started ahead of the girls and little situations like that, but you can't really use that as an excuse. It doesn't matter when the game's played, doesn't matter how the game's called, doesn't matter anything. What really matters is just, you know, locking in and playing, you know. And offensively, I thought we played really well. But defensively, obviously, just we cannot give up 75 points. It's just inexcusable for us. And you know, since that game itself, we've been a lot better defensively, and that's a testament to our kids.
Indeed, as you followed that up, staying at home, welcoming in Comanche on that Tuesday, as 64-35 took it out on the Storm, and getting that victory back in River Valley Conference play.
Yeah, it was a good one to get back, and honestly, it was more of a get-right game for us, just because, you know, giving up that 75 against Maquoketa, where, you know, we really got to hang our hats on the defensive end, and I thought we did that pretty well for the most part there against Comanche. We, I think we only gave up like 9 or 11 points against them in the second half, so it's the biggest thing is continuing to buy in defensively, and then obviously offensively we're playing well enough to win games and executing to win games. And you know, you look at the formula for postseason basketball, that's what it is. You got to play defense, and you know, offensively you got to figure out a way to win.
Indeed. And then after that game, you had the Panthers, your Highway 151 rival, in Monticello on Friday the 30th, 49-41, the 8-point win for Monty's. We talk about how this one went down.
Yeah, Monty's a good team. You know, I say it every time we talk about Monticello. They're well coached with Tim and Todd and all the assistants, and they're well disciplined. They know what they want. They know they're waiting for. They do a really good job of executing. They wait for, you know, the defense to make a mistake, and then they execute off that mistake. But you know, that game alone, defensively, we played well enough to win. You know, we made one or two, you know, small mistakes where I think there in that fourth quarter, we went into a high post guy instead of staying out, and they hit two threes, and that's kind of how they got the lead. But biggest thing is, again, like I said, we played well enough defensively to win the game, but offensively, like that night, we played really, really well in the first half. Offensively, move the ball, guys were sharing it, guys were cutting, coming off screens hard, you know, rolling hard, great actions. But then all of a sudden in the second half, it just went away. So it's just like it's our guys understanding that running offense is a great thing for us. You know, once we kind of let them play, it's we gotta corral them back and just make sure we're running more good offense rather than just going one-on-one ISOs.
And then last night, another home game, 58-34, winning over the Blue Raiders of Anamosa.
Yeah, you know, the game itself, again, we played well enough defensively. First half, we had a couple breakdowns, and we were not able to, you know, pull away from possession-by-possession basketball. But, I mean, the second half we came out and we just played harder. That's the biggest thing, is our kids came out and just played harder and took care of the defensive end. And then obviously all of a sudden offensively, again, we started making shots. We started moving the ball more. But again, it's the same formula every game. Play hard defensively and then offensively find ways to get guys open and play hard through it.
It's hard to believe we're winding down already, but here we are as a senior night for your team last night, celebrating your three seniors, recognizing seniors and parents between varsity girls and boys game, Tyler Smith, Mick Huffman, and Brody Otting, your three seniors. Talk about what this group has meant to your program.
Every group is different every year, and this group itself, I was talking to Coach Takis about it, just the leadership that these three have had throughout the entire 4 years. You know, they Tyler and Mick played as freshmen for us, and Mick was able to play with his brother Cass, but Brody started joining us as a sophomore, and the tremendous growth that these three have made throughout the entire their careers. You know, Tyler, very, very good shooter. His IQ is very, very intelligent when it comes to basketball and just sports in general. You know, Brody Otting, an extremely physical kid that is going to do anything for any team that he plays for, just as long as we're making plays to win ball games. And obviously you got Mick, 1,000-point scorer. There's only six guys to do it in history, and he's one of them. But, I mean, their leadership throughout this year, that's one big, big stepping stone for them, and I cannot thank them enough. They're the guys that are in the weight room every single day, just grinding and being leaders by example, and bringing people along throughout that. And it's hard, you know, going through senior night, but we're not done, and that's what I told them. I said we're going to be an extremely hard out in postseason, and it's because of those three. And the leadership that they have shown and grown throughout the years.
No doubt about it. All right, three games left. Bellevue at home on Friday night as the top team in the north side. Wivley Showrock on the road Saturday, and then Beckman Catholic to round out the regular season on Tuesday. Pairings come out on Monday afternoon. Coach, we'll talk to you down the road here. Best of luck through these next few games, and thanks for your time as always.
Thanks, Wish. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Nate McMullen, head coach of the Cascade Cougar Boys here on the program. We're back with more right here from KMCH Sports.